The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I feel great. I just came straight from the gym to do the show today. And I'll tell you something. Every time I train, I feel fantastic. And I hope all of you are getting into the gym every single day you can. Remember, muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. We got a great show for you. First hour, we're going to be talking to Jonathan Karp. He is the person who is responsible for that product called Miracle Noodle, the reason I can eat pasta again. Thank you very much. And second hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Bryant Stanford, the nationally syndicated columnist, about reference ranges. When you go get your blood work done, there's something that they tell you it's normal. Your doctor will say, well, you're normal. But is normal optimal or even healthy? We're going to be discussing that later in the show. Okay. Jonathan Karp is responsible for those of us who want to eat pasta, but know we can't because pasta is way too high of a carbohydrate load for the body. It spikes insulin. I'm Italian. I had to stop eating pasta because I knew it was healthier. My life was better without it. But thanks to somebody like Jonathan Karp, I can start eating pasta again. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you.
How did you, what made you even decide to start working towards Miracle Noodle being a product here in the United States?
Well, I was on a trip to Japan visiting some friends, and they took me to a vegetarian Buddhist restaurant outside Kyoto. And they were serving these, at the time, the form that I had it in was actually a vegetarian sashimi, which was made of the same ingredient. My friends told me that this was calorie-free, and it was kind of a hard thing to understand until they explained that the monks in Japan actually had been making this type of ingredient for hundreds, if not thousands of years, which is basically a soluble fiber that they make into different shapes. In Japan, they actually have them in noodles as well, and that's what gave me the idea to bring it to the United States.
So your first introduction to this was actually a fish flesh product. It was substituting fish.
Yeah, it was a fish substitute for the vegetarian.
Was it convincing? Was when you ate it the first time, was it convincing? Did it have the mouthfeel of fish?
Not really. I think, the way that they were serving it was basically as a kind of shaped like sashimi, and then basically dipped into some wasabi and soy sauce. So it was more kind of not necessarily the texture, but the form,
right,
so to speak.
I gotcha. Okay. So that moment you realized that maybe there was something else you could do with this. Now, this type of fiber is very well known. Dr. Cassandra Forsythe, who's a regular guest on this show, wrote a book for Women's Health magazine called The Perfect Body Diet. And the basis of the book, while it teaches women how to exercise and about proper nutrition, the tip in the book that causes women to lose weight dramatically is to have 10 grams of glucomannan fiber, mm-hmm, about 10 to 15 minutes before every meal, and then drink that with water. And she recommends having it not in a capsule form so that it can absorb as much water as possible, because glucomannan is well known to absorb up to 100 times its weight in water.
Right.
And this is a soluble fiber. And this fiber was the magic in that book. Lo and behold, after she started talking about it, more and more people started to rediscover this. It's also known as konjac, isn't it? Konjac fiber?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And that is the basis for your noodles, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. What happens is we take glucomannan, add it to water, which turns into a gel, basically a solid, which can then be stamped into different shapes. So we can make an angel hair or a fettuccine or a linguine or even a substitute rice, which is what we're selling now.
Wow. And I also, correct me if I'm wrong, but did I not see orzo on the website too?
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, really, the imagination is the only limitation to what you can do with this stuff.
That's true.
So is it that unique the quality of glucomannan being 100% soluble fiber that actually can absorb 100 times its weight in water that makes it a perfect candidate for a I don't know how to say it. I mean, it's a calorie-free food because its ability to absorb water, right?
Yeah, basically, you know, what happens is even though the product that I make is 97% water and 3% fiber, and even with that, what's essentially not a huge load of fiber, even if you eat that, there is a little bit of an expansion once you eat it, which means that even though you're getting something that has very little or zero, practically zero calories, it still expands and makes you feel full because the satiety reflex, you know, what makes you feel full is mostly related to stretch receptors in the stomach. So even though you're not getting calories, you're still feeling full.
Interesting, interesting. So how long ago did you introduce Miracle Noodle?
In 2006 is when we started the company. After I came back from Japan, I thought that this would be just the perfect thing to introduce to the U.S. Found a Japanese maker that was just supplying the small Japanese community in Japan, in Los Angeles, in California. And then I spoke to him about kind of making it more of Western-like with different shapes. And now we're doing flavorings like garlic and herb, things that aren't necessarily done in Japan with this product, kind of making it more of a Western-based noodle.
And so what was the first product you introduced?
Basically, it was the angel hair pasta.
Is that the most popular, do you think?
Yeah, it's the most popular. It's the easiest thing to kind of learn to cook with. Once you get an idea of how, you know, of what it's like and how it can be used, then you can branch out and use some of the other shapes.
Now, people like to cook pasta, like myself, and we prefer a slightly, al dente, you know, a more dense feel to the mouth. Does that, this noodle have that as well?
It does, actually. Some people do describe it that way. Each type of pasta shape has a little bit of a different texture to it. The angel hair has an al dente type feel to it, definitely.
And do you cook it just like, I mean, any recipe that calls for, let's say, a half pound of pasta, would you just use a half pound of Miracle Noodle, or is there a different conversion over?
Well, the noodle's packed in water. That's one thing that makes it different. As I explained a little earlier, it's 97% water, 3% fiber. So it basically needs to be stored in water, or it's just going to basically turn into fiber.
So, gotcha.
It's already cooked. Basically, you just cut the bag open, drain it, rinse it, and then we recommend that you either dry roast it, put a little bit in a pan or a skillet,
right,
on high, and then kind of that gets rid of some of the moisture,
right,
to it.
Right.
And then just add it to whatever dish you you want.
Interesting. Because the truth is, when I make pasta, after I cook my pasta and I take it out of the hot water, I pour it into a colander, then I rinse it with cold water and throw ice cubes in it personally, because I learned a long time ago, my mother taught me that you have to stop the pasta from cooking. It'll
uh-huh.
continue to cook in the colander if you just remove it from the water and let it sit there. So you have to stop it from cooking in order to maintain that al dente texture. So pasta in my home is always room temperature or cold when we then put sauce on it. So that's perfect. That's perfect.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In this case, you know, this stands up to cooking. It's just about indestructible in the sense that it works really well. For example, in Japan, they use it in hot pots, and you can have it boiling in a hot pot for hours, and it will still retain its texture.
Now, if you use it in soups, since it's already completely hydrated, I would imagine it does not bloat and get soft like some pastas do. A lot of times when I cook, let's say, pasta fagioli, which I haven't made in years,
uh-huh.
but you use a shell-shaped pasta, and eventually the pasta starts to get soft and limp because it's sitting in this broth all the time. But I have to believe that that's not a problem with Miracle Noodle because it's already fully hydrated.
That's true, exactly. It works really well in soup. In fact, we usually recommend our customers use it initially as an addition to soup. It's the easiest way to start using it. And to you know, increase the bulk of a soup and get that kind of comfort feel of being able to slurp on noodles without any calories.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about this concept of no calorie, no carbohydrate. We're talking with Jonathan Karp, and his product is called Miracle Noodle. You can learn more about it at miraclenoodle.com or go to the Superhuman Radio website and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad today. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump, and the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting apsnutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said
welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest is Jonathan Karp from Miracle Noodle. They are a sponsor of the show. Check them out, miraclenoodle.com. Okay, Jonathan, this concept of no calorie, no carbohydrate, is that based on portion size?
Well, it's based on the fact that the noodle is only made of soluble fiber. It's 97% water, 3% fiber. Now, fiber does have trace calories, so we should clarify that there are trace calories in there. I mean, it's 2 to 3 calories per gram of fiber is a general accepted rule in nutritional circles. So it does have a couple calories.
But those are considered non-impact carbohydrates, correct? Because
they don't cause
a glucose load, if you will.
Not at all. And you can kind of look at it. It actually, when you have fiber in a meal, since it slows that digestive system down, you probably are getting a net negative caloric effect. But still, if you look at it,
because you're talking about the fact that it also reduces gastric emptying, the digestion of fiber actually exceeds its caloric contribution to energy.
In this case, probably so, although I don't have any study to back that up, but probably so.
Okay. All right. And then also, interestingly enough, when healthy men, there was a study done on glucomannan, which was a really good study. It was actually done by the Örebro, a medical hospital in Sweden. And they took 63 healthy men. They did a double-blind crossover placebo-controlled study. And what they basically did was made these men take 3.9 grams of glucomannan or a placebo each day for 4 weeks. Nothing else in their diet was changed. They were told not to change anything else in their diet or anything else in their habits at all.
Mm-hmm.
And by introducing glucomannan to the diet, exclusively glucomannan to the diet, they saw a reduction in LDL-C by 7.2%. They saw a reduction in total cholesterol by 10%. They saw a reduction in triglycerides by 23%,
mm-hmm.
and a reduction in systolic blood pressure by 2.5%. HDL stayed the same. So by introducing, and we already know, the only reason I'm saying this is because we already know that soluble fiber is where the magic is. It's not the insoluble fiber. So many people go out and they buy, pick one of those fiber supplements. It's basically psyllium husk, which is insoluble fiber.
Right.
That is not where the magic in fiber is. The magic in fiber is the soluble fiber.
That's true. You know, basically, when you eat the noodles or glucomannan fiber, when it turns into a gel, you know, you're getting bile acids that are being released from the liver. And the fiber, the soluble fiber, that is, can actually bind those bile acids. And bile acids are made of cholesterol. So that's the reason that all these studies that are coming out about glucomannan are showing those types of results.
And now, what is considered a serving of Miracle Noodle? 3 ounces?
Yeah, around 3 ounces.
And that's already hydrated, so that's probably not that large of an amount, right?
It's the thing is that it doesn't look like it's all that much. I mean, you know, we have 7 ounce bags,
right.
7 or 8 ounce bags. But if you eat 3 ounces because of this soluble fiber effect and the fact that you get a little bit of expansion once you eat it. It's filling. I mean, and it lasts long, the sensation. So it's, although it's not a huge portion, once you eat it, it definitely feels like a full portion.
So in a 3 ounce portion, there's how many, because I'm trying to do the math and I'm real bad at math, the 3% of it is fiber. So in a 3 ounce portion, how many grams is actually fiber?
In a full grams of fiber.
In a full bag. Okay. So
it's not a huge amount, but again, with glucomannan, you don't really need a whole lot of fiber either.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I guess what I was getting at was I was looking at Dr. Cassandra Forsythe's recommendations about having glucomannan fiber previous to a meal. I guess you could have Miracle Noodle first, and then follow it up with a whatever meal you were going to, and that would slow gastric emptying and also increase satiety for a long
right.
period of time. Would you agree with that protocol?
Yes, but I mean, at the same time, if you're eating it with a meal, you're going to get the same effect.
Okay.
Because you're going to be lowering the overall glycemic load of the meal that you're eating it with.
Okay.
So once you know, if you're adding, if there's something in that meal that has something that's going to spike sugar, as an example. Once you add soluble fiber to the meal, you're actually lowering the overall load of the meal down. So you're going to get a similar effect as you would with, you know, I guess if you say you're going to eat it and just so that you feel full before your meal, that's one thing. But if you're adding it to the meal, you're going to be getting a filling effect as well.
Sure. Absolutely. What are some of the things that people say when they first eat Miracle Noodle? Is everybody pretty much amazed about how good it tastes? Is it something where they say, you know, take some getting used to? What kind of feedback do you get from first time users of it?
Okay. Well, you know, it's not exactly like pasta. You know, I'm going to be clear about that. Obviously, it's not like wheat pasta. It has no flavor like pasta in the sense, but it takes on the flavors of everything that you cook with it. So it's neutral in and of itself. It's really the way, you know, the spices you add. And because it's mostly water, whatever spices you add to it really soak up the flavor really well.
Interesting. So, like, I used to make pasta years and years and years ago. One of my favorite pastas was lemon and basil pasta, where I would take the semolina and I would mix lemon zest and obviously dried sweet basil and pulverize that into the semolina, and then I would use that to make my pasta. I could do the same thing with this. I could just soak it in lemon and basil.
Yeah, I think the best way to do that would be to actually put it in a skillet and add the ingredients to it. But that, I think that would work actually pretty well.
Wow, so just add it to the skillet. Like a stir, you could use this for stir fry too, I would
think. Oh, totally. It works great with stir fries.
What's your favorite pasta? Which is your favorite?
I like the angel hair and the rice. The rice, I like, actually my mother makes a rice pudding with the rice product. A super low calorie rice.
So tell me about the rice. Does it really taste like cooked rice when you eat it?
It's a substitute, so it's not a perfect perfect substitute in the sense, but it's basically the noodle shaped in very small particles. So rice shaped particles essentially. So
right.
Again, it doesn't have that starchy feel of rice, but it works pretty well.
Yeah, and obviously for those of us out there who are avoiding some of these carbohydrate sources entirely, this is a great opportunity to integrate them back into your diet and enjoy them, but you have to be realistic. It's not going to be exactly like pasta or
Be
exactly like rice, but it can still be as fulfilling and enjoyable.
Absolutely, and I tell you, we get emails daily from from people who haven't had pasta in years, who haven't had rice in years, diabetics or people who are on gluten-free diets, and they're just thrilled beyond belief because there is something about eating noodles, it's a comfort food experience when you're eating these things,
right.
And when you haven't had them for years and then you're able to get them, it's great.
Well, I have not eaten pasta for years because I don't want that because first of all, the average serving of pasta, a true serving of pasta fits in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I've never eaten a serving of pasta that small. I've always eaten bowls of pasta, full bowl of pasta, probably
right.
6 to 8 servings of pasta.
Yeah.
And, I just can't do that anymore. I know it's not good for me, so I can't do it.
Yeah.
But with this, I could have a whole bowl of these noodles if I wanted with some marinara or meat sauce on top.
Yeah.
And not feel so bad about it.
Not at all.
Tell me about the orzo. Now, orzo is typically, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not real familiar with, is orzo made from wheat or is made from potato starch? Typically, I mean, real orzo.
Real orzo? I'm not really sure. I think it's made from
wheat, like pasta.
Yeah, I'm
right?
pretty
okay.
sure. Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty sure it's made from wheat.
So this is just again, it just takes on a different shape for those people who want to make an orzo based dish.
Exactly.
Want to look like it's really orzo in there.
Exactly, and some people actually use the rice as kind of a couscous substitute. It has kind of an Israeli couscous like shape to it. It's basically how you want to use it. We've actually had people who use the rice even as kind of a like a boba in a drink. As
really?
Well. Yeah. So it has a lot of different uses. It just depends on your creativity and what dishes you actually miss that you can use this with.
Start eating again. Do you have recipes on the website on miraclenoodle.com?
We do, yeah. We actually have a full cookbook at miraclenoodle.com/cookbook.html, which we're constantly updating. It's around 110 pages right now.
Wow.
With just a ton of recipes. A lot of them actually were sent in by customers.
I had a feeling of that.
Oh, yeah. And then on our Facebook page, we have a ton of people who post recipes and photos daily, essentially. So that's at facebook.com/miraclenoodle.
People need to go there and friend. I guess you have to join. How is it when you? I know when you're a personal person, you have to friend them. But when it's a business, you like it. Is that correct?
Yeah. You just
will become
like
a fan of.
Exactly. And actually, if you do that, we'll give you a link to the cookbook as well.
Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. We actually have a Facebook visitor who's posted a question for you, Jonathan. We're going to pick that up on the other end of the break. If you want to learn more about Miracle Noodle, you can go to superhumanradio.com and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad or go to miraclenoodle.com today. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to AgeForce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Space is very limited.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody, Age Force, the original transdermal patch company to introduce real growth hormone in a transdermal patch, 25 milligrams in their power patch. Go to ageforce.com or go to superhumanradio.com and look for the 50% off coupons on all three of the Age Force products. The power patch, which is a growth hormone patch, Testo 100, which is a testosterone-boosting patch, and their new pre- and post-workout patch, which increases nitric oxide production immediately upon putting it on your skin. Go to superhumanradio.com, look for the Age Force banner ads and coupon codes that will save you 50% off your purchase. Okay. Jonathan, we have a question from actually the person who taught me about Miracle Noodle, Nick Williamelli. On Facebook said, could Jonathan please give his recipe for rice pudding, share his recipe for rice pudding with us? That would be a sale for him right there.
I have to get that from my mother. I could post it some. I could certainly post it on the page for
okay,
you.
Okay, that's fair. So you'll post it on in the, where the recipes are, the URL that you just gave a moment ago.
Yeah, or on your did he post that on your Facebook page?
Yes, on Carl Lenore. Yes,
okay.
On my Facebook.
I could post it there as well.
Yeah, if you look for today's show, you'll actually see his question there.
Okay, sure. I'll
now,
do that.
Are there other Miracle Noodles out there? Or are you the only Miracle Noodle? Are there Miracle Noodles in other countries?
Well, Japan, of course. There is a variety in China, and you know, in there are some Japanese suppliers, of course, but they haven't really done anything like I've done in terms of westernizing it with different shapes.
I had a feeling of that because Johan Otterstrom, which he's a big supporter of the show, and he's over in Sweden, and he posted that he tried Miracle Noodle in Sweden.
Yeah, we have a good. We actually have a good market in Sweden right now, especially in the bodybuilding community. A lot of and here as well, because we have a lot of people, especially pre-competition, who eat a ton of noodles to you know because they're going through that pre-comp phase and just works out well for them.
Well, I gotta believe if anybody is on a hypocaloric diet, like you're saying. If you're pre-competition and you're cutting, or if you're a person who, for whatever reason, is trying to make weight, and so you're for a sport event and you're cutting back on your caloric intake, that a product like Miracle Noodle could actually make the dieting process much less arduous because you could probably eat. I mean, you could probably treat Miracle Noodle the way you would vegetables, and what I mean by that is you don't have to restrict yourself to how much you can eat. You could probably eat. You know, a complete 7 ounce bag and have very little impact.
Yeah, or more
on your diet.
Yeah, or more. This was something that I hadn't really even thought of when I started the company. But yeah, we've gotten a ton of feedback regarding that, just that use.
Now, on your website, it says that how many millions or have you sold millions of bags of Miracle Noodles?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're actually over 1.25 million bags now.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And what other new products do you foresee coming out? Are you going to stick to the noodle family products, or do you see yourself coming out with anything else?
We're going to expand to some pre-made meals.
Really?
That'll be like 30, 40 calories for the full meal.
You know, as a college student, I remember eating lots of ramen noodles with the those horrible flavor packets, which I actually used to throw them away and just make the ramen noodles and eat them like that. But obviously, those ramen noodles are not good. It's just like pasta, and if anything, they're even more processed than pasta.
Yeah, they're really bad for you.
Do you see yourself? You said you're starting to flavor some of them. Do you just have to flavor the liquid that they soak in and then package them up and ship them to have different flavored Miracle Noodles?
No, it's actually impregnated right in the it's right in the noodle itself. It's during production we add flavoring. So now, right now, we just have garlic and herb flavor.
Right.
But we'll be coming out with a bunch of other flavors down the road.
What do you think the most amazing thing that happened when you started selling Miracle Noodles that you did not foresee? Like you said a moment ago, you never thought about the whole bodybuilding and fitness community embracing these products. I have a feeling that you saw it more as a necessary evil for those people who are battling perhaps diabetes or what we like to call carbohydrate intolerant for due to metabolic disorders and so on.
Uh-huh.
But what's the most remarkable thing, you know, that you've seen occur since you've been selling Miracle Noodles where people have told you, you know, this is how I use it or this is what it's done for me?
Well, I'd say that the fact that people have kind of rallied around it and created a community of people who kind of share recipes and you know share nutritional advice and swap tips and that sort of thing.
So in other words, you have a community of miracle noodle heads out there.
Yes, yeah, they call themselves miracle noodlers.
Do they really?
Yeah,
that's good. That's very very good. And now. I know that you have a little bit of information about the skin and stuff like that. Does Miracle Noodle possess any benefits for people who react to? Like, I know that gluten is a big thing. The lectins seem to be stimulating lots of disorders in our society. Miracle Noodle does not have lectins in it at all, correct?
No.
So people don't have to worry about any of that stuff, gluten or any of those types of things. It's not an issue.
Not at all.
Any fat in Miracle Noodles?
No.
No fat.
Nope.
It's like eating air, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 97% water, so it's, but, you know, when you eat it, there's no question you feel like you're eating a noodle.
It's really amazing when you think about it that it's the water gets jellified, if you will.
Yeah.
Inside the glucomannan and presents itself like a real noodle. Are miracle noodles heated in the processing and preparation of them?
Yes, they are. The water is actually superheated to kind of create a
steam
super solution of the fiber, which then, when it's cooled down, then forms into a gel and then it's put into different shapes.
Very, very interesting.
The Japanese actually eat it in a block called konnyaku, which they slice, kind of like I mentioned in the beginning, as vegetarian sashimi, but they'll slice it and put it in different kinds of stews and hot pots and that type of thing.
Do you foresee yourself coming out with any products like that? I know you said prepared meals, but do you see yourself coming out with any solid block-type products of this stuff?
You know, I don't think so. I actually have a fair number of, well, not a fair number, but a reasonable number of emails from Japanese people who are, you know, scattered around the country and don't have a Japanese market. They want me to sell the konnyaku, but I'm not sure that that's the type of product that the Western palate would adapt well to.
Yeah, I agree. What is it? What does miracle noodle cost by the bag?
Well, retail, it's usually somewhere between $2.59 to $2.79.
Well, that's not bad at all.
No,
and you said that's about three servings in a bag.
A little over two, basically.
And can people get discounts by buying in large quantities?
Yeah, definitely. On the website, we sell in packs of 10, 20, and 30, and the price drops dramatically when you get up to the higher volume.
What are mini pearls?
Mini pearls are kind of like the rice, just a little bit larger of a ball.
Okay, so I'm trying to think where you could use that. I mean, if you have a that would probably be best for soups, huh?
Yeah, it would work well for soups. Almost like a pastini or a larger
pastina. Right. I was thinking of pastina at first, but you're right. The larger one, pastini, would be. Yeah, you would use it in a soup. Now, you also have veggie shrimp look-alike macaroni. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it is kind of like it's basically shaped, it's like a little ring shape, not ring, but, you know, half ring.
Half ring, like a shrimp, sure.
Yeah, shaped thing. And the ingredient has been used, kind of like I mentioned before, but it has been used as a substitute in different kinds of seaweed, you know, seafood type products. So
right. That's
kind of our similar thing for that. Okay. People make mac and cheese with that product.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I could see that. Yeah, because it looks like elbow macaroni, doesn't it?
Yeah, although it's not hollow.
Yeah. That might be better, actually.
Maybe.
Make it a little chewier. What is the black angel hair?
The black angel hair is a product that is basically a Japanese product. It has a little bit of hijiki seaweed in it. That's one of the ways Japanese use it traditionally in this black angel hair product that we have. We actually put it on there kind of thinking we didn't know if people would respond to it or not. But, again, it's kind of like, you know, the surprises anytime you open up a business is that, you know, there's health advantages to seaweed. And
yes,
people are looking for different sources for it. And so
where does your seaweed come from that you use in here?
It comes from Japan.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
What about the actual glucomannan? Where does that come from?
It's a mixture of mostly from Japan. It was harvested last year, so no worries about.
Yeah, and that was my next question to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, for next year, we have enough for quite a while that was harvested last year. Next year, actually, we probably will have to buy it from Indonesia because the region that the plant is grown in, unfortunately, is right near the reactor. So. But, yeah, so next year it'll be from Indonesia. But this year it was harvested last year.
Last year, okay. And so is konjac something that can grow here in the United States?
It probably could be. It's a very strange plant. It's only seen in Asia, but I assume, yeah, there'd be no reason in a certain kind of subtropical-like climate you could do it, definitely.
Like subtropical-like Florida?
Maybe, yeah. It's just I'm not sure there would be all that much interest in cultivating that, but because it's kind of, you'd have to, the plant looks like it's from another planet. It's called Devil's Tongue, in other words. And it looks like a giant tongue coming out of the ground. It's very, very bizarre plant, and you probably would need some sort of special farmer to grow it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, obviously Japan is, right now people are very sensitive to anything that comes from Japan, even cars. I had a friend of mine recently who was shopping for a car and said he would not buy a car that was made in Japan because he feared that there would be radioactive dust inside.
Yeah,
and, you know, and how could I couldn't laugh at that. I couldn't.
No.
You know,
yeah,
I thought, wow.
Yeah, we make it here. And like I said, the flower is well before the accident, but those concerns are real.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Jonathan Karp of Miracle Noodle. You can learn more about Miracle Noodle by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the banner ad for Miracle Noodle, or go to miraclenoodle.com. There's a couple other products on the website I want to talk about when we come back. Stay tuned. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Net.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Jordan. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
A little bit later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Brian Stanford on talking about reference ranges on blood work. You know, you always hear your doctor say, well, you're normal, but is that optimal? Is it healthy? And why don't doctors move faster when you're still in the normal range, but you're getting close to the dangerous area? We're going to talk more about that a little bit later in the show. Right now, we're talking with Jonathan Karp from MiracleNoodle.com. Check them out. Great products. I am eating pasta again. I am eating noodles in my soup again. I forgot how much I missed them. Okay. There's a couple other things. It's true. You know, you really don't realize how much you miss this stuff, but you have some other unique things. You tend to, you really like Japanese food, don't you, Jonathan?
I do, yeah. I travel to Japan once or twice a year because I have partners. Although we make it here for the U.S. and Canada, the product that we sell in Australia and Europe is actually made in Japan. So I have partners there that I visit every year, and I definitely enjoy visiting there.
You like the Japanese culture?
Yeah, it's you know, every time I go there, it's just there's always something that's just so interesting and unusual. It's so different than our culture that everywhere you go, you kind of are reminded at how different it is.
We have a pretty reasonable audience that listens in Japan.
Oh, really?
They haven't been listening as much because I get the from our stream we can tell where people are picking us up and. We're starting to get more people tuning back in just recently.
It's you know when I go to Japan and they see what I'm doing with what's basically been a product that they kind of grew up with, they just find it so you know
intriguing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know that I'm working with this product that's just so.
Well, here's another product that I'm sure they're very used to there. I guess it's pronounced agar-agar.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically made from seaweed, and it's also mostly fiber and virtually no calories, and it basically works like as a vegetarian gelatin. You can make Jell-O out of it. You know, you can add a little fruit juice to it, and they make desserts in Japan from that. We sell it as a block, but we will be selling it as a powder, which makes it more like, you know, as if you were going to make your own Jell-O
right.
type thing.
And that's what you basically use it for, to make like Jell-O?
Yeah,
like
you
a
can
dessert?
Make Jell-O. You could kind of make a like a sweet custard with it as well. That would also be, you know, whatever calories you may add to sweeten it would be the only calories that are in it.
Now, you sell actual konjac flour.
Uh-huh.
What can people do with that?
Well, they can use it as a thickening agent during cooking. One teaspoon or one tablespoon would be equal to 10 tablespoons of cornstarch. Like you were explaining in the beginning, you know, it absorbs an enormous amount of water.
Right.
So the conversion rate is, if you're going to use it to thicken a sauce, is it's just a very, very small amount. You could use it, just like you said, to take a tablespoon, mix it in water, and use it as a fiber, you know, soluble fiber supplement, if you wanted to do that. Those are the main uses.
You know, it's interesting. I have a niece who had a premature baby, and like most preemies, the digestive system is still immature because theoretically this baby should not have been eating. It should have still been in the mother's womb getting its nutrition from the umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
And so preemies are either infused with nutrition or eventually they start to feed them earlier than they would have been because they would have still been in the womb. And one of the problems that preemies have is you know, they regurgitate their food, and their fear is that they'll aspirate it and breathe it into their lungs because they don't understand. Their reflex mechanisms are not established yet that would close the airway and protect the lungs.
Uh-huh.
So the go-to thing, there used to be a liquid that they used to use to thicken mother's milk or milk in general, because what happens is the greater degree of viscosity to the food, the less likely it is to be breathed into the airways. So, you know, mother's milk can easily be breathed into the airways, but something like oatmeal cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So what hospitals do now with preemies is they'll take mother's milk or they'll take whatever formula they're using. They'll mix it with baby oatmeal. Huh. And they'll feed this to the baby so that if the baby does spit up, it cannot breathe the chunks of food into the airways. They just won't go in. So
that's interesting.
Okay, so I was talking to my niece, and she's a wonderful child, and I said, look, you know, I don't want to freak you out more, but oatmeal, oats in general, grains, because of the lectins, they've been associated with leaky gut syndrome. And neonates have leaky guts to begin with because they're designed to allow large peptides in the mother's milk to be absorbed into the stomach. But after the first few months of life, the stomach starts to seal up.
Uh-huh.
And the presence of oatmeal may keep that sealing up from occurring and could actually cause problems in the lining of the stomach.
Hmm.
I said, this is before I even thought about having you on the show. And I said, could you ask your doctors if you could use something like glucomannan, which is 100% soluble fiber, and it will thicken the mother's milk. It'll contribute nothing to the food whatsoever, other than it's soluble fiber. And she said, well, you know, Uncle Carl, where would I even get this stuff? And then I have to run it by my doctor. So
yeah.
I'm actually going to email her a link to your webpage,
this
particular page.
I would say, you know, you have to be a little bit cautious because if you add too much, it can turn into a very, very thick gel that could actually be, you know, almost a choking hazard if it gets too thick.
Right.
So, I mean, it would have to be a very, very, very small
amount. Well, they're
amount.
Feeding this baby what is a tantamount to cake batter, she told me. They're giving her now is almost like a cake batter.
Yeah.
It's that thick.
Interesting.
So I can't imagine adding a gram or a half a gram of glucomannan to a few ounces of mother's milk wouldn't thicken it up.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it doesn't solidify. Because, you know, they actually had in Japan, actually, they had a konjac candy that was basically, the way they had shaped it, it was a gel, like a very firm gel. And they actually had some choking deaths from that. In Japan, and they banned it in some countries.
Because it was so thick, it just kind of stuck in your throat?
Basically, yeah.
You can actually still
buy them in China. Basically, it was just exactly, it was so thick and firm, in a sense, that, you know, it was hard to chew because it was basically a gel, and kids would swallow it, and it would kind of, you know, it would get caught in the throat, and, you know, so anyway, that's been banned. So it's banned in some countries. So if it gets too thick, you know, you wouldn't want it to turn into a solid is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Now, what one other thing I see on the website that's intriguing to me, and I also see here that your product was featured on Rachel Ray Show one time.
Yeah, we were actually on Dr. Oz a couple months ago as well.
No, 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 you can never mention his name on my show. We are anti-Ozites here.
Yes, yeah. Well, he has strayed a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. You're right, he has. Tell me about the dried Mega Nutrition Mushroom Variety Pack.
Yeah, well, I you know, I being in the business, you meet, especially a health-oriented business, you meet other people who have interesting products, and it seemed to fit really well. We have we sell a whole bunch of different dried mushrooms, like maitake and reishi. I found a great supplier that had really great prices. And since, you know, you get a fair amount of vitamin D from mushrooms, and you get fiber, and you get some protein, we felt that it would be, and it's very, very low calorie. We felt that it would be kind of an interesting addition to the website.
How is that doing?
Well.
Good.
Yeah.
And then all of your products are kosher?
The products that are kosher are the rice, the ones that are basically made, the rice, the fettuccine, the garlic herb, the angel hair, those are the kosher ones.
Right. Okay. So those people who are keeping kosher, obviously that is important to them. All right. So we're coming to the end of the interview. For those of you who want to expand your dietary intake and reintroduce pasta and noodle and some other fun things here as well, visit miraclenoodle.com or go to superhumanradio.com and look for the Miracle Noodle banner. I couldn't say it. Miracle Noodle banner. That is hard to say back to back, isn't it? Miracle Noodle. Miracle Noodle. Miracle Noodle. Okay. Testing my linguistic abilities here. Jonathan, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today. Also for being a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And like I tell everybody out there, I sell nothing. If you like the show, patronize the sponsors. That keeps the show going. Very, very simple mathematical equation here. Jonathan, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And we will be right back with Dr. Bryant Stamford to discuss reference ranges, what they really should mean, and what they really mean to your doctor. We'll be right back.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too. The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Well, it happens every so often where a guest doesn't show up. You know, it hasn't happened to me for a long time. And recently it's happened twice. I want to say John Barron got confused on the dates that we were supposed to do the show, blah, 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 and he was a no-show. And I'm looking at the email. I know that Dr. Stamford knew that we were doing the show today, July 12th at 1 p.m., and I am trying him, but doesn't seem to be an answer. So I'm going to let Cool and the Gang run for a couple seconds here. Sit tight. Maybe I can get him on the phone.
Well, woman, the way the sun cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature, feel shelter you from the storm. me give it up. Let me give it up.
Well, there you go. I don't have a guest. It happens. This is live radio at its best, baby. This is what happens when you do live radio. Not many people want to do live radio for this reason. Everybody wants to tape things. But I was raised in the environment of live radio, and I will not give it up because of things like this. Okay. So I'm sure there's lots of other things that I can talk about, things that I want to rant about, things I want to mention. Let's see here. What has been on my mind lately? I'll tell you what's been on my mind. I watched Dr. Oz the other night with Elisa, and he was doing his all-time best. What was it? All-time best natural remedies, I believe is what he said it was. And he was talking about different types of dietary tactics for losing weight and so on. And the message was completely about calories and fat. We're doing a show Thursday. I believe it's Thursday. Let me make sure. I'm 99% sure it's Thursday. We're doing a show Thursday with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe. Yes, Thursday. She's on the 1 o'clock segment. Specifically about, does dietary fat make you fat? And should, especially women, and this is why I'm bringing this up. Dr. Oz clearly promotes his show to a female audience. That's really who watches the Dr. Oz show. And it's unfortunate because women seem to be the ones preyed upon the most with the misinformation that dietary fat makes you fat. And every one of these women, when they would guess an answer and he would say, why did you choose that? They would ultimately say, like they asked, which is healthier, cappuccino or latte? And I can't even believe that they were saying that either of those are healthy. You know, which is healthier? I guess that's like saying which is healthier, arsenic or lead. You know, well, let's see, which one destroys your body in a smaller amount that you can get away with? I guess that's the answer, right? So which is healthier, cappuccino or latte? And both of the women guessed the correct answer, which was cappuccino. And why? Because latte, if you use skim milk, has no fat in it. I'm sorry, a cappuccino has no fat in it because they use milk in it. Latte uses milk and sometimes cream, and there's fat in it. And Dr. Oz applauded them. Yes, you're right. There's fat and saturated fat in there, and that's why it's not. And this notion that fat is unhealthy is just boggles the mind. What really boggles the mind is how people continue to promote this idea that fat is bad for you. And more people eat low-fat foods, and more people are fat. I can't understand why people can't make the connection. And I guess even if you could make the connection, you would be bombarded with misinformation by people like Dr. Oz that would keep you from doing the right thing. And it's a sad situation. The reality is that most people are very confused about what the right thing to do is when it comes to nutrition. I wish I could get Dr. Stanford on the phone. It would make for a much better interview, I could tell you that, because I was not prepared to talk today on my own. Otherwise, I would have had some things prepared. I'm going to try him one more time here. And if I can't reach him, I guess I'm going to have to end the show early today. And we'll have him back on another time. I'm sure he just got the dates and times mixed up. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. Nope. No answer. Just a voicemail. They can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, they'll call me back. So I guess he'll call me back at a later time. Nonetheless, I really don't have anything else to talk about. If anybody has a question they want to call in with, the number is 502-690-2298. I'll take a call in if there is anybody out there. But if not, we will just probably have to end the show now. I really like the idea of Miracle Noodle. I know there were some people out there who said that they tried Miracle Noodle and they didn't like the taste of it. But as Jonathan Karp mentioned, this is not necessarily a taste thing. If you can't eat pasta and you can't eat noodles now, this is an opportunity to start eating them again. And granted, you have to be a little creative in getting the flavor in there. But it's clearly something that we can do. It looks like we are going to have a call in a moment. I just got a Facebook message from someone who has a question and wants to call in. And I just posted the phone number on Facebook. It's 502-690-2298. And hopefully we will get a call in here in just a moment. Because I have nothing else to talk about. This is a great time. I wish Alisa was in the studio today because I had her sit down and we could have done a preview to Casual Friday. You're on the air with Superhuman Radio. What's your name?
Hey, it's Nick Guglielmi.
Hey, Nick, man. Hey, you're the guy who brought Miracle Noodle to Superhuman Radio.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, and hopefully Jonathan said he'll have that rice pudding recipe, which I'm a huge fan of rice pudding, by the way. I love rice pudding, but I can't eat it anymore. If I eat rice pudding, my sugar levels go through the roof.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm on the elimination diet right now based on all of Dr. Rouse's research, and I can't really eat anything. I mean, tapioca, grains.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. I've seen some before and after pictures already, so I don't want to let the cat out of the bag because we're actually going to be doing a show with you and Dr. Rouse at some point in the near future.
Okay.
But just give the fans of the show a little snapshot of your progress so far. Where did you start?
All right.
What were your problems, and where are you now?
All right, so basically, I've been battling with probably, I guess you would say, central obesity for a while, at least about 2 years. I went to every doctor you could imagine, from endocrinologists to just primary care physicians. No one had the answer. I mean, they looked at me and they said, you know, you're overweight. Just to give the listeners a heads up, my testosterone levels were in about, I think at the time, they were like 280 total testosterone.
Yeah, and that's considered hypogonadism at that point.
Yeah, that's horrible. I mean, right now I'm 28, but I was like 27, 26, and 280, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I think you said you had some issues too with, like, you know, hormones and stuff, and having those numbers at those levels, it's not fun.
No. It makes you feel very sick. As a matter of fact, I met a gentleman today at the gym, and hold your thought, because I want to come back to this. But I met a gentleman at the gym this morning that I'm going to bring some research in. Really, really nice old guy. He and I were sharing the Hammer Strength machine, and he said to me, not bad for 71 years old, meaning him. And I said, wow, you're really doing good. And he said, well, because I was doing better. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Right.
And they did androgen deprivation therapy on him. And he said he has zero testosterone. And then he pointed at his belly. He said, I never had this before. He said,
yeah.
I never had this belly gut. He said, but as soon as they shut my testosterone off, I lost all the hair on my chest. And within 6 months, he says, I had this belly fat growing. And he says, it hasn't stopped. He goes, I have no energy. He goes, I get winded very easily. I says, well, how much longer are you going to be on this? He goes, well, probably for many more years. Every time my PSAs get high again, they give me another androgen deprivation round. He said, so my testosterone levels are really non-existent and have been for quite some time and probably will be for the next few years.
Right.
And I said, look, I'm going to bring some research in for you. You need to show this to your doctor. I said, the American Cancer Society already said that androgens have no link to prostate cancer. Doctors who are still treating their patients with androgen deprivation therapy are doing their patients more harm than good.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to bring you some information and you can bring it to your doctor. I said, you do what you want. I says, but you need testosterone. That's not the cause of your prostate cancer. It's estrogen that's the cause of your prostate cancer. And estrogen is rampant in your body if you have all these, body fat, because it's aromatizing even your DHEA into estrogen.
Exactly.
So, you know, this, when testosterone levels drop, belly fat and visceral fat just grows really, really fast.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. I remember when it all started, I mean, I was always in really good shape. I mean, I worked out all the time, felt great, I was active, and I just remember doing dumbbell curls in the mirror, and I'm looking at my belly, and I'm saying, what the hell is going on? You know, my belly is really growing here, and then before, you know, probably within a year, because I caught it early. I mean, I take really good care of myself. I mean, if there's something going on in my body, I know that there's a change, and I get it addressed. So I remember going to my doctor and saying, you know, look, I'm gaining weight. My diet's the same. I don't eat bad. I hardly eat, you know, sugars. And, you know, I was eating a little bit of grain at the time, but not enough where it would cause.
Right, where you,
you
would
know,
say, yeah, this is why I'm getting so fat, right?
Exactly, exactly. And even though they recommend that you eat all those grains, right?
Right.
But, yeah, so, you know, I went to the doctor and he said, all right, well, just, you know, let's just sit on it for a little bit and we'll see what happens. Well, before you know it, I literally look like a candidate that had Cushing syndrome, you know, that where they have, like, you know, the thinner arms, the thin legs, and then, like, you know, the huge gut.
Right.
And which is basically just, like, you know, like a cortical tumor, excess cortisol.
Right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
And, you know, I went back to my doctor and he's like, all right, well, you know, I don't know what the heck's going on. Maybe let's check your testosterone. So he ran a couple levels. That was when the testosterone came back normal. There was nothing, or I'm sorry, I take that back. What he claims is normal, right?
Right.
And, you know, at 280 on the level of, I think it was 300 to, I want to say like 1,000 or if not more, he claimed that I was in the normal range and there was nothing that he could do. Obviously, I wasn't going to take that answer, and I went to.
And you know what? I wish Dr. Stanford would have been on today because this is a perfect discussion.
Right.
This is a perfect discussion. When a doctor, you know, it's really derelict of physician's duties when he looks at a range, by the way, that goes from 280 to 1500 for a man that's in his 20s.
Right.
Think about that, 280 to 1500.
I know.
Imagine going to a store and saying, hey, how much is that shirt? It's between $13 and $1,300. Oh, okay. Well, which is it? Well, I don't know. Someplace between 13 and 30. What do you want to pay for it? I want to pay 13. Okay, give me 13 for it. That's acceptable. But in other words, right. If I could have got 1300 for it, you, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Nobody does it. And a doctor who looks at a human being and says, this is the low end. This is when we think you really are in trouble.
Right.
And you're just a couple clicks north of that. So really, there's nothing I can do about it. That's shameful. Shame on you. Shame on you. You should have your shingle taken away from you.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing, Carl, too, that's pretty interesting is those scales. I mean, that's from a guy that's 18 to, you know, deceased, to someone that's like in the, you know, 100 years old.
Right.
And, you know, if I had my way, I would definitely try to fix that system where they have averages based on ages, because that's from, like I was just saying, from someone that's 18 to 100. I mean, if I remember correctly, I was comparing my levels, and they were like pretty much levels of a deceased, you know, 110-year-old.
Well, actually, that's not totally true. The interesting thing about it is this. Most labs, like Quest Diagnostic and LabCorp, right, have a range for up to 19 years old, and usually a male up to 19 years old is 250 to like 900. Then they have 20 years old to like 45 years old or 50 years old, I forget. And that's like 280 to 1500. And then they have like 50, 51 years old to whatever. And then that goes to, that's usually like 250 to 980 or 900.
Right.
So they look at it this way. They think pubertal males, your testosterone levels aren't as high as they're going to be. Once you hit that 20-year-old mark, they feel like that's where your test levels start to spike really, because you're at the mating age now. And
right.
Then once you hit 40, 45, 50, they feel like they go back to where they were before, you know, you're not in the mating age anymore. The bottom line is that these numbers are all completely arbitrary, and I'll tell you why I say that. Show me, they don't treat sugar diabetes this way. They don't say, well, when you're young, you eat a lot of candy, so your blood sugar levels are okay. If your fasting glucose levels are 150, it's okay, because, you know, you're eating a lot of candy, you're a kid. But once you become an adult, you're not eating candy anymore. So really, your blood sugar levels should be between 70 and 90 for healthy. But then when you get older, you're on the way out. So really, we really don't care. So 150 is acceptable when you're – nobody does that. No, they say, no, these are your blood sugar levels. This is what they should be.
Exactly.
Nobody age adjusts anything like that. It's like, you know what? If you're a 50-year-old male, you want to have the same testosterone levels you had in your 20s. Guess what? Because those hormones are messengers. They're telling the body that it's still thriving and it's not falling apart and dying.
Exactly.
You know, what and message you want to send your body?
Exactly. And, you know, you were just, you know, you mentioned about, I think it was Dr. Brian, it's Dr. Brian Stanford, right?
Yeah, Brian Stanford, yeah.
Yeah, you were mentioning about how one of the questions you were going to ask him is why don't doctors do anything when they start to see, you know, that downward spiral? And, I mean, if I could touch on that based on, you know, from my experience.
Yes, you can. Let's take a break. This is great. Nick Williamelli is the guest today.
Okay.
And he's a real-life guy who's been through this process. So we're going to look at it from a real-life person's perspective. And we will have Dr. Stanford on at another time and maybe even play him some clips of today's show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take a better dance now.
Hey, are you using any of the Age Force transdermal patches right now? Whether it's the testosterone booster, the growth hormone patch, or the new pre-post-workout nitric oxide boosting patch. If you are, I want you to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com and tell me what you think about them. I don't care if your information is anecdotal or you've actually done blood work. I want to know both. I want to know good, bad. I want to know everything. I need you to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Tell me about your experience with the Age Force product line. Okay. Our guest today is Nick Williamelli. He's actually a listener, and he's also actually one of the guys who helps build the show here at Superhuman Radio. He helps us find advertisers and guests and all that sort of stuff. So he's always working in the back. Anyway, Nick, so you're going to tell the listeners why you think doctors don't step up and help people who are in that marginal range.
Exactly, and I mean, this is just my personal opinion. It could be right, it could be wrong. But from what I've seen with my own experience is that people today, unfortunately, are so sick from the foods, you know, from just, you know, lifestyle, from stress. I mean, there's so many different variables today that are just kind of
just metabolically challenged people, period.
Yeah, it's all of it just comes together, and it's kind of just hacking away at our health. And when you do go to the doctor, and, you know, like, for example, in my case, I mean, I'm young. I was still walking, obviously. I didn't look dead. You know, I didn't have anything physically besides the extreme obesity that was really anything of, you know, that they would notice. But because so many people are going in there so sick and you know, their levels are so extreme, they look at cases like this or cases where people are starting to go down a downward spiral, and they're saying, oh, well, it just, you know, compared to everybody else, this guy's all right.
Right.
So
right.
It's almost like their vision changes a little bit, you know.
Yeah, if you don't fit into the traditional metabolic syndrome, dyslipidemic, cardiovascular disease model, they have nothing to do for you.
Exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, too, I feel like a lot of doctors, they move further away from intuition. And, you know, I'm the kind of person where, you know, I take a look at someone, I say, okay, well, this, you know, here's what could be happening, et cetera, but when I went in there, you know, to the doctor, like I said in the beginning, I know we're going to do a show, so I'm not going to cover too much, but when I went into my primary care doctor, you know, he looked at me and he did agree that it didn't look right. But after a while, Carl, of him running tests, he eventually told me that, well, maybe this is just the way you're supposed to be. You know, maybe this, you know, this obesity and these low levels is just kind of, you know, genetically, you know, how you are. And I said, there's no way in hell. I mean, there's no way that someone aged 26 should be weighing, you know, 210 pounds at 5'8".
Yeah, and it's not only that, but your testosterone levels to me would be very worrisome. I mean, if that doctor's son had testosterone levels like that and was presenting the types of symptoms that you were presenting, I'm sure he wouldn't say to his son, "Well, maybe your body is just doing what it knows to do. You know, this is what you need to do." And that kind of comes full circle to a comment that was made once by a listener who emailed me, and I read it on the air on a Casual Friday episode. But it was something about the doctor told his dad that the body lowers testosterone to protect the heart, which is exactly the opposite of the truth.
Right.
You know, when a doctor tells you that type of misinformation, there should be some sort of penalty.
I agree with you.
You know, people, I tell you the truth. I'm preparing to do a show on how to choose physician. Mm-hmm. I'm actually making a list on how to choose a physician. I've been thinking a lot about this. You know, what do you really want to ask a physician before you go in there and throw yourself in his hands and say, you know, help me stay alive, help me be better and stronger and healthier. And
Right. Quite
frankly, when I was producing this list and I started jotting some questions down, you know, most doctors are going to be opposed to answering these questions, I realize. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Most doctors are going to go, look, I don't need to answer these questions. You need me is going to be the attitude. I don't need you.
Oh, of course.
And that has to change. There has to be a shift in the power in the relationship between the doctor and the patient. The patient has to understand that the doctor is fallible. The doctor is a human being like any other human being. They make mistakes. They lie. They don't show up to work on time. They drink too much the night before, make stupid decisions the next morning. They go without eating lunch all day and have low sugar levels, and they make bad decisions. It's like they do all the stupid stuff that you and I do. The only difference is that they are putting your life at risk when they make mistakes.
Exactly. And, you know, not to cut you off, but it's funny because I've had conversations, you know, with other, you know, doctors about this that, you know, are a little bit different. And they always tell me the same thing, you know, your body and your health looks great from their view. You know, from their home, you look great. You know, when they leave work, that's it. But you're stuck with whatever is going on with your life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sad situation, and something has to be done. I mean, the first thing you have to do is we're going to be doing a show within the next 2 weeks, how to choose a doctor. I think if people start following my advice on how to choose a doctor, you're going to see a lot of really, really insulted and pissed off physicians out there. They're going to be like, I don't need to put up with this. I don't have to answer these questions. No, you do. You absolutely do.
Oh,
I want to know what kind of meds you're on. I want to know. I want to know what your BMI is. I want to know what your body mass is. Because since you're using those things to rate me,
mm-hmm.
I mean, look, you don't. Would you want to go to a mechanic whose car is always broken down?
Exactly.
Right? Would you go to a dentist whose teeth are completely rotted out? When he walks in, he smiles at you. He's got those black, you know, little slivers of teeth like a methamphetamine addict would. And he goes, okay, here, we're going to take care. Wait a minute. You're going to take care of my teeth. You don't even take care of your own teeth.
Yeah, mercury mouth.
Right? I mean, would you want to go to a personal trainer who is 200 pounds overweight and is huffing and puffing just walking through the gym with you while they're telling you what exercises to do?
Exactly.
Okay, so why would you want to go to a doctor who is not healthy and isn't firing on all eight cylinders? Why? Why would you want to take advice from a guy who has access to everything and he can't even get his own body where it belongs?
Yeah, and the other thing is too, you know, aren't they required to do continuing education also?
Oh, they can do it on it's you know what? I lied and said I was a physician one time to get onto a website that does CE credits for physicians. And
right.
I was amazed on how smart I was when I started taking these little, they would give you an article to read, right?
Right.
And then they would ask you like half a dozen questions at the end of the article. The questions were so, I mean, they were like, it was like an open book test, right?
Right.
And when you got it wrong the first time, they told you what questions you got wrong. And it only had one other answer, so you were able to check the other box, and then you got it right, and you got continuing education. You got CE credits.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, when I first started doing it, I thought, wow, I'm really smart. I mean, I know stuff that doctors know. Well, sure, anybody who reads the article that they publish, then answers the question, and you get some of them wrong, so you just choose the other selection, you get them right, and they go, good boy, you got it right, you know what you're doing, here's your CE credits.
Yeah, especially right after. They should test you on it 2 weeks later and see if you still recall
that
information.
Or better yet, they should ask you a totally different question that requires a similar answer to see if you got it.
Right.
To see if you got it. We got to take a quick commercial break. Don't go away, okay? This is good.
No problem.
We're gonna finish up here in a couple minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy
N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with a listener, Nick Williamelli, about his personal experience dealing with doctors and reference rangers especially. So, Nick, where are you now? I know that you've been working with Dr. Rouse, and he's got you on the elimination diet. Have you noticed any changes in your body?
The changes in my body are really unreal. I mean, it's funny because people see me that have, you know, that they saw me like a year ago, and they can't even believe that it's me. I mean, I've been on the elimination diet right now because basically he's treating me. You know, we started on the diet, then supplementation, and then hormone optimization, and right now we're getting ready to move into the hormone optimization. But as far as what we've been working on right now, it's just been, you know, diet and supplementation, detoxification and stuff like that.
So so belly fat, it's diminishing?
Yeah, belly fat. And when we do the show too, we'll probably put up the pictures. But just to give the listeners just an idea, I've been on the program for about 7 months. When I started the program, I weighed about 210 pounds. Right now, I weigh 159 pounds.
And at what height?
5'8".
Damn, 210 at
5'8". Like 5'8 and a half, basically.
Right, yeah. Right.
And, I still don't believe it. I mean, I can't, you know, like I was just saying to you how mentally, how I felt with those low testosterone levels and everything. And, you know, literally, Carl, I was doing about, I got so fed up from all the weight. I was doing about 6 miles a day of cardio for about 5 days a week.
That was probably making it even worse for you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it got to the point where I was getting so ticked off because, you know, no one was giving me answers. I wasn't going to let it beat me. You know, I wasn't just going to accept it. And, you know, even doing that amount of cardio, Carl, I didn't lose any weight.
Right.
I mean, if you told someone you were doing, you know, like I think it was like 6 miles a day, 5 days a week, you would think it would just melt off.
Yeah, you would think you would be emaciated and skinny.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like someone that would be, you know, that would have fasted for, you know, like a year.
Okay, so tell me about your physician. Do you still see this physician?
I do still see the physician, but it's, believe it or not, it's only for him to order blood tests so the insurance pays for it.
So does he doesn't interpret your blood work anymore?
No, he basically just gives me copies of it, and then I pass it to Dr. Rouse.
And does he know Dr. Rouse? Is he working with Dr. Rouse, or
no? He's not. He's kind of older, actually, so he's getting ready to retire soon.
He doesn't want to be he doesn't want to be bothered with this stuff.
Exactly.
He's like, look, I'm getting ready to retire. I don't want to hear about your problems anymore.
Exactly, and you know, I'll tell you what though, he did turn a leaf a little bit. I mean, he's a nice doctor. I mean, I'm not going to take it away from him. He's just going by what he learned.
Right.
But when he saw the progress, and I went in there, like I recently went in there about a month ago, he couldn't believe how much weight I lost. He kept asking me, you're not on any medicine? You know, he's like...
No, it's always medicine. Yes, I'm on medicine, doc. Well, that's the answer. You must be on medicine to make progress.
Yeah, I'm taking... I actually have a prescription for fat and protein.
Really?
Yeah, that's the...
that's your prescription.
If you really want to know. But, too bad I can't get the insurance companies to pay for that.
So when you told him what you were doing, what was his response?
He couldn't believe it. I mean, he was in disbelief. He was like, you know, there's no way that you can be eating that much fat and protein and not gaining weight.
These doctors are just idiots. You know, they've been compromised as well. You know, I have to dig up the research that I dug up for a casual Friday show many, many months ago.
Right.
So when we do the show with Cassandra, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Prebanek on Thursday about dietary fat and saturated fats, and I'm really doing the show for women more than men, to be honest with you, because women, they're caught in this so much more. I mean, even Elisa once in a while will say something about, well, it's low fat, you know, and she's like, right, not the typical woman. I mean, she understands nutrition, but it's a Freudian slip because you can't watch television. You can't listen to the news. You can't read the newspaper. You can't even read Oxygen magazine. You can't even read these magazines that are supposed to be in the know about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Without some quote-unquote guru quoting some low-fat mantra. You know, well, the reason this is good is because it's low in fat. It's like fat is not bad. And there was a study done, I want to say in the 30s or the 40s, that no one even pays attention to. And I talked about it on a Casual Friday episode. And it was with women, ironically. And they took three groups of women, and they put one on a... where 80% of their calories came from carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
And they put one where 80% of their calories came from proteins, and one where 80% of their calories came from fat.
Right.
And the fat group had the hardest time adhering to the diet because eating exclusively fat is difficult.
Yeah.
So several people fell out of the fat diet group. I remember that. But the only group... the only group, and I say it again, the only group that gained body fat was the group that was eating 80% carbohydrates.
That's funny.
The protein group lost like 2 kilograms of weight, and the fat group lost something more than that, like 2.8 kilograms of body fat. And so, and the problem with this study, apparently, according to the scholars who have asked, why doesn't anybody, well, it wasn't double blind. Well, how do you double blind protein and fat?
Yeah.
How do you make somebody think they're eating something other than fat? I mean, you can't take pills and say, well, we'll put fat in these and put protein in these and just have them eat 3,000 of these pills a day.
Exactly.
And the other thing was it wasn't a crossover done. They didn't let the three groups wash out for 2 or 3 weeks and then take the group from the carbohydrates and put them in the fat and take the group from the fats and put them in the protein and take the group from the protein and put them in the carbohydrates and reproduce the results.
Shame.
That's why the study is not given the gravity that it deserves. I wish we could do it. You know, you got to go through all this federal rigmarole to do a study.
Right.
I would give anything to have 90 superhumans out there participate in a study where they stick to this 80% of your calories for 2 weeks have to come from one of these three macronutrients, and you got to stick to the program for 2 weeks, and we look at their body fat and DEXA scan them and everything else and go, wow. And then do a crossover, do a washout for 2 weeks, and then have them switch groups and do the same thing over for 2 weeks and see if it, because we need to get this straight once and for all. We need to get this straight because the misinformation in the nutritional industry is all about the detriment of eating high fat and the benefits of eating high carb. And
exactly,
that is why everybody's fat today.
I totally agree with you. I mean, we're not really changing the subject, but just to give you an example, my grandmother and grandfather, they're still alive right now. Now, my grandfather is 97 years old. My grandmother is 91. They're completely healthy. My grandfather still drives. He still goes for walks. I mean, it's amazing. So, you know, I asked them because, you know, on the show we always talk about how, you know, people in that generation, what they ate. You know, they cooked with lard. You know, they ate fat and protein all day.
Right.
So I asked them, I said, you know, did anybody in your family have any kind of heart problems, you know, high cholesterol, this and that? And they said, no, not one of them had heart problems, you know, heart attacks, high cholesterol. And I said, well, what did they eat? You know, I didn't even go into, you know, where I was going with the whole question. She said, well, they cooked with lard. They eat fat all day. She said, I don't understand why the doctors tell us today that, you know, we have to be on all these medicines. And it's amazing because they have the religion all wrong.
Right. I'll bet you anything, and anybody who's grown up in a household where you have a grandmother or great-grandmother that you were able to live with for a while or spend enough time with where you could see their dietary habits, my grandmother used to have a jar on the back of the stove that she would pour the fat. Whatever she fried, she would pour the oil, the fat, into that jar, and she would just let it keep. Bacon fat went in there. Chicken fat went in there. Everything that ended up rendering fat, she would pour in there. She would use that fat. And then when she would cook, she would take a big spoon and stick it in there and, like ice creams, ladle a big lollop of it out and throw it in the frying pan and fry in it.
Exactly.
So they actually saved the fat and reused it over and over again.
I know. And, I mean, that right there is proof that, you know, that's not the problem. And it's funny, too, because I asked her also, I said, well, how about when you grew up? Did you eat a lot of sugar? She said no. And even today they don't eat a lot of sugar. So, I mean, the proof's in, you know, the pudding right there.
Okay, Nick, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, you called with a question, okay?
Yes, I did, actually.
Okay, so why don't we do this? You were gracious enough to endeavor this conversation. When we come back, let's talk about your question, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Who needs doctors when you have listeners that are smart like Nick Williamelli? We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is actually a listener. He saved the show. Dr. Brian Stanford obviously got the dates. We originally were supposed to do the interview last week, and then we had to change it. And I have a feeling he just got the dates mixed up. So we will have him back on to talk about reference ranges. But in his absence, we have a listener who has actually lived through the nonsense that doctors could produce by adhering to reference ranges, Nick Williamelli. Nick, so you had a question when you called in. What was the question?
The question actually was about the ginger recipe on the website. I've been kind of playing around with it. I've been using a lot more ginger than that's recommended, and I was wondering, can you overdo it on ginger at
you
all?
Gotta be you got to be careful with ginger. You got to be careful with ginger because ginger is a very, very powerful cyclooxygenase inhibitor.
Okay.
Remember, cyclooxygenase inhibitors, cyclooxygenase 1 and 2 is COX 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so ginger has been shown to benefit the stomach in that it can relieve nausea and stomach aches and so on.
Okay.
But there's a point of diminishing returns. If you take way too much ginger, it can cyclooxygenase is in the lining of the stomach. And it's very, very important for the process of digestion as well.
Okay.
So shutting it off completely could cause some digestion problems.
All right.
Are you noticing anything? Have you been using a lot of drinking a lot of it and going, gee, I feel like I have heartburn a lot and stuff like that?
No. I don't have any issues. I just I was just curious because right now I took the recipe that you guys have online and I cut up about I'm using a cup of ginger per like 7 cups of water.
Yeah. Alisa is really the one to communicate with about that because she's the one who works on the ginger ale in the house. And I don't know how she makes it. Hers tastes very, very good. I mean, I really, really like it. But, you know, taking ginger in aggressive doses is important if you have cancer.
Right.
If you don't have cancer, having some ginger in your daily diet is important. It can reduce inflammation, whole body inflammation. It can soothe the stomach. It is actually a phytoandrogen. It can stimulate the androgen receptor as opposed to blocking. It actually mimics testosterone in some cases, at least in rat models. It's been shown to do that. So, you know, it isn't a bad thing to have every day. But if you're going to take mega doses of it every day, you may start to notice some problems with your stomach.
Right. I've been doing it about every other day. Just a little tip for their listeners if they want to try it, because you were talking about the phytoandrogen properties.
Right.
I actually started taking it pre-workout, and I noticed I got a better workout out of it.
Yeah, that's absolutely possible. That's absolutely possible. And also, keep in mind, as a cyclooxygenase inhibitor, not only is it a phytoandrogen, but it also acts as a mild aromatase inhibitor.
Okay.
And that's because if you look at the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade, the precursor to aromatase is cyclooxygenase. So if you reduce cyclooxygenase production, you effectively reduce aromatase production.
Okay.
And everything downstream from it. So, right. You know, it definitely has some definite bodybuilding benefits, But is it going to be as effective as real androgens? I don't think so.
Right.
You know, so anyway. But, yeah, no, it's one of those things where too much may actually start to become a bad thing. If you start noticing that you have lots of acid indigestion, you notice that you have burning feelings in your stomach, you might want to back off of it a little bit.
Okay.
That's all I would say.
I'll look out for that. But I think I'll probably be good right now because I don't notice anything. And like I said, I don't drink it every day. It's just like around a pre-workout right now.
Yeah, and if you drank it every day, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. What I really have to tell people to watch out, if they're buying ginger extract, where it's a concentrated form of ginger, where 1 gram of ginger extract is equal to like eating a whole root of ginger.
Wow.
I mean, that's really what it is. Ginger extract, the way they make ginger extract is they take ginger root. They grind it up, they soak it in ethanol, and then they take the ethanol and spray it onto a fiber. And what happens is when you spray this ethanol onto the fiber, the ethanol evaporates on impact of the fiber, on contact of the fiber, and it leaves the oils from the ginger behind. So you basically reduce ginger. Any ginger oil that's 5%, any ginger extract that's 5% ginger oil is effectively a 10-to-1. In other words, 1 gram of ginger extract is equal to 10 grams of raw ginger.
Wow!
So it's pretty powerful. And people who are taking ginger extract, they're taking a gram or two a day because of cancers. Obviously, acid indigestion or stomach disruption is the least of their worries. They're trying to get rid of a cancer.
Yeah,
but if you're not trying to get rid of a cancer, taking aggressive amounts of ginger extract can produce some problems with your stomach. There's no doubt about it.
But that's pretty much it. It's not like there hasn't been really anything else.
Reach out to Dr. Rouse so that we can have you guys come on, and let us know when the right time to have you on. Maybe it's after you do the hormonal optimization stage.
Yeah, that's actually what we're gonna do. I think some stuff is coming next week, so I'm going to get started on that. And I think once that's completed, we're going to do a whole show about it. I'm actually going to be at a seminar in New York. He's doing a seminar in, I think it's August 20th.
Yeah.
He's doing INE1 over there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to be there. I may speak, I don't know, just to, like, you know, show people my progress. I definitely will have some before and after pictures there. But we'll do a show because I definitely want to cover all this stuff because, you know, it goes against what they preach. So
yeah, but the average doctor will, and the reality is the average doctor will not believe your results. They will say something else took place, and this is a unique situation, because the reality is that the average doctor will not believe anything that isn't handed to him through the annals of medicine, either through the AMA or through the speaking with the pharmaceutical rep.
Exactly.
They won't believe it. And the other thing is, the average doctor can't do anything with your information because it's not in his quiver. None of those arrows are in his quiver to do with you, to talk to you about eating high fat. That if a doctor starts talking to you eating high fat, he's going against everything that he's being told is right.
Exactly.
So the average, and you know what? And I'll tell you something else. I've been thinking a lot about this. When I first started doing this show, I had many people who were opposed to the message of the show, that used to ask me, well, what are your credentials? And I'd say, I don't have any credentials. And it used to embarrass me. I used to think, well, maybe I should go back to school and get some credentials that people take me seriously. My message was correct, but I felt like I needed the credentials to give my message gravity. Well, in this day and age, if someone asks me, well, are you a doctor? I proudly say no. And that's the real reason you should take my word for this.
Exactly.
Because I have no, I have not been co-opted by a corrupt system. A parasitic system. In fact, you should not take the advice of a doctor just because he's a doctor. You should make him prove that he knows what he's talking about and disregard the fact that he's a doctor. And quite often there are people out there who do not have any letters after their name that can help you better than some doctor can, because those doctors are lockstepped with a message that promotes a parasitic relationship between people and the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh, and you know, it's unfortunately they've become more and more just legal drug dealers.
Yeah, well, that's it. And look, The pharmaceutical industry follows the drug dealer model. Think about it. When I was a kid, my father sat me down and told me about heroin. I must have been about 9 years old, 10 years old. He goes, look, there's a lot of heroin in the neighborhood in Brooklyn where I was. He said,
right.
What they do is they give you some, and then once they get you hooked, then you got to come back and buy it. And I thought, oh, wow, what a sinister plan. They lure you in. Hey, don't worry. Try some. You'll like it, man. It'll make you feel cool and groovy. And then you try it, and then you're hooked. Then you got to come back and buy it. Well, what do the pharmaceutical companies do? They give samples to doctors. They tell the doctors, give these samples to your patients. And then shortly thereafter, you're writing a prescription for it, so your patient has to buy it.
Exactly.
It's exactly the drug dealer. It's exactly the recreational drug dealer model that promoted heroin, that promoted cocaine, that promoted marijuana, that promoted everything, all drugs. The pharmaceutical industry is no different. You're right. They are just legal drug dealers. That's all. They're drug dealers with the consent of the government. And the reality is that their drugs quite often have worse side effects than the recreational drugs you're taking out there.
Yeah, what did Dr. Ralph say? They don't have side effects, they just have effects.
Yeah, but and that's the truth. Everything is the direct effect of those drugs. The side effects are the unwanted effects. Unwanted effects. But they still have those effects. So it's true. Hey, Nick, thanks so much for coming on the show and bailing me out today, man.
No problem. I appreciate it. I look forward to that future interview, too.
Yeah, we'll get Dr. Ralph in the loop here, and we'll ask him when he wants to do that, okay?
Sounds good. Have a good one.
All right, thanks. And we'll have Dr. Brian Stanford on at a later date. I'll get in touch with him, and we'll get this squared away. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.